Hello and welcome back. Today we are on Lent 20. Today is Thursday, March the 12th, 2015. And today we're switching gears, jumping back to chapter 2 in Ephesians. I'm not sure why they did it that way, but that's what it says. Okay, so we are reading Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3 today, and it reads, "You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else." I think the first thing that sticks out in this text for today is really talking about the work of the Spirit. And we have to understand that the Spirit really, in essence, is a mystery. It's something that we can't sometimes wrap our head around because it's not something that we can see. We have all these analogies that we use in the church, like the doves that we use in the imagery of baptism. And we get that image from Scripture. When Jesus was baptized, he comes out of the water, and in at least two of the gospel verses show or say that there was some sort of bird that looked like a dove that descended from heaven. And this is where we get the image that we now we use to represent baptism. But when we really think about what happens in baptism and the work of the Spirit, it is really an act of communication. Now, I know that sounds a little bit odd, but let me explain. When we think about Jesus' work, he was a tangible person, a person historically that can be proven that walked the earth and that we have documentation of, you know, that he had conversations, he healed, he raised, he walked the earth physically. And then we have the God of the Old Testament, who we've talked about a little bit, who was portrayed as almost a very jealous God, a God that was very protective of the Israelites in particular, and who continued to walk by and with the people and continued to show up in times of need. And then when you get to talking about the Holy Spirit, it tends to get a little bit fuzzy. And so I've often thought about the Holy Spirit this way, and this kind of helps me to understand what the Holy Spirit is. If you think of the Holy Spirit as God's way of communicating to us through someone or something else. So, for example, when I preach on Sunday mornings, I often open my sermons with a prayer to the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit be with me and that God's word be spoken through me. And that is the work of the Holy Spirit. That I pray that because I believe that. I believe that that is how preaching, good preaching, happens. When you allow yourself to be at the mercy of what God wants you to reveal through God's word. And I think the Spirit works the same way in everyone. It just doesn't always come out as eloquently, maybe as some sermons do. But when we are speaking to a friend, or we are speaking to a loved one, or even a complete stranger, sometimes when you just don't know what to say, but all of a sudden those words come to you, where do you think that comes from? It is the work of the Spirit. You know, when you have a friend who's really down and out and just really struggling with something and you want to offer words of encouragement, and all of a sudden you say some things that are really eloquent, where do you think that comes from? That is the work of the Spirit. When we speak to our children, and we have to sometimes administer strong words, but, you know, have to do that with encouragement and at the same time uplifting your student, where do you think that comes from? That is the work of the Spirit. And so in all these ways, the God continues to use us and work through us through, in my opinion, through communication. And that is how the Spirit continues to live and dwell with us today. And that's why we can say that God is always near, because when we believe that wholeheartedly and we trust that, then we exhibit and we show God's grace to others. And I said that earlier in this lesson. You know, Martin Luther, in the second part of this text, often talked about the passions of our flesh, that our sinful nature is always going to be present, and that he would often say, he would describe sin as when you are curving yourself into yourself, if that makes sense. In one of his writings, he talks about almost this illusion of a boomerang type of effect. You know, that's how our sinful nature is. And sometimes, you know how when you throw a boomerang, it comes right back at you? That's kind of how he envisioned sinfulness. You know, that we sometimes, our innate nature is to throw things out that are sinful, and oftentimes we get sinful stuff back. And, but we can overcome that, and we can combat that through faith and through not living all the time through our senses and the desires of our flesh, as this text is kind of explaining here. When we choose to follow what the desires of the flesh is, which are sometimes things that lead to sin, then we aren't following what the mind of God and what God desires for us. And sometimes we have to lay down those sinful things in order to see God more clearly, in order to walk with God. And, you know, Luther's words for us, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in ourselves that we cannot see anything else. And I talked a little bit about that in January when I was preaching. I was talking about the importance of allowing yourself to be open to hearing God's word, absorbing God's word, and then living God's word by your actions and what you do. And this is what shows God's grace to the world and how God desires to be in relationship with us through the work of the Spirit, and for our not for us to be focused inward, but on living a life of faith outward, if that makes sense. And we'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. Let us pray. Gracious God, reorient our hearts and lives toward you and our neighbors, not for our own gain, but so that we all may know your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.